It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
You get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members.
KJ,
yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. He's from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team. You know it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer, that's a fact. Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike,
and this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Yeah, fuck it.
Welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wipes. You know who this is by now. You know who I be. I am one of your co-hosts. I am Michael Akadiri. And to the left.
Yeah, you done know. That's the last one you're getting from me. Pause. Yeah, it's Kazeem Jamal, a.k.a. Thomas Skengley, a.k.a. leader of the Peaky Bumberclots, a.k.a. Nines is younger, and put a paper's younger. Just call me 4.5 or 9 pieces of paper. You're done, though. Bigging up Small Heath, Big Heath every time. Shout out to Big Rich and his fat tits. Still carrying on that beef. We've got an update for you guys.
And to the left.
Ah, dear. Ask your bill pays permission. Who's that? That's me. It's Darren G.
Gee.
Hey, welcome back, Kazeem, man. Welcome back.
I've been on a long hiatus, man.
We've missed you.
Yeah, I've missed you guys too.
We thought you weren't coming back. We were scared.
Nah, I'm
we
always...
saw you on BBC and that and thought he's gone.
Yeah, he left us. TV comic now.
That's a pause, by the way. Shout out to Young Spray.
Yeah.
Have you seen that clip?
No.
When someone says BBC on his podcast.
Oh, then he starts busting up
fucking
like crazy.
Fucking can keep his... Young Spray, you're a serious guy, yes? When I say... When I'm swearing, it's... I love, yeah? He cannot keep his... He's going, that's a mad why. That's a why for that. That's a pause, yeah? Because you know what that means. And they're like, yeah. They carry on speaking. Say like you're the person. And then he's looking at his cause. He's like... And then you just see his brain, he can't hold it together, and then he just goes like this, big black cock.
Bear Tourette's.
He cannot keep it together.
See, that one makes sense.
Young Spray let his intrusive thoughts win.
That is bad funny.
But how was it? How many times you been on that show now?
Hat trick, 3 times, man.
Hat trick.
Yeah, but obviously explain what show to the listeners, they may not have seen you.
Yeah, man. Sunday morning live. You know, it's a morning TV show.
What day?
Sunday.
God damn.
You have an unusual allegiance to losers.
It's a stupidity.
No. Yes, Sunday morning. And basically, I go on there for about 6 minutes in total and discuss events that have happened in the news cycle.
Nice.
And my job is to go in there and kind of punch them up, jab at them, take a funny take on them. I'm usually there with another guest who... typically should have like an opposing view. It hasn't really happened.
Yes, I've watched you on there a few times. You don't really have
it's no yin and yang.
Yeah, that's the thing. So if the thing is, you know, A or B, you're like, I mean, I can see B, but here's what I want to talk about.
Yeah, like I'm not, like I see the I know the question that's coming.
Yeah. But I think that's always the way
they always try and steer you to say something, and I'll...
Well, they try to steer you towards the punchline.
No, they will try and, like... So, for example, in the last one, they threw to my co-guest... shout out to Reverend Fergus, man. Priest Fergus, Reverend Fergus, I don't know. But he was hilarious, even backstage or whatever, offset. Like he's the best funniest guest I've been on with. Like, really enjoyed it. Anyway, they asked him a question I thought they were gonna ask me.
Okay.
So when he answered it, they threw me the question that I was kind of like, yeah, like Dan was saying, yeah, I guess so. But then quickly, boom, I'm gonna, because there's no retake, so I'm not gonna try and answer a question.
You know? Yeah. You only got one shot.
You only got one shot at this. So, and I'm not, you know, I'm not heavily experienced with a live television. So I'm like, let me just get what the words I know out.
Yeah,
man. Shout out to the BBC back there on February the 11th. Much love every time, man.
Nice. Did you plug the pod?
I knew this was coming sooner or later. I knew this was coming
sooner.
So
you've been there three times,
Sunday morning live, BBC One, yeah?
I'll give a full sense of security. I thought I'll just let him
talk about it. BBC One, yeah? Can I say something first? I just want to say
BBC One
that I'm actually disappointed in you two.
Why?
Because now I've been on there three times, yeah? And I was expecting this after my first appearance. So if you thought I wasn't waiting one of these days for this live...
Well, let's see your rebuttal.
If you thought I wasn't waiting one of these days for one of you motherfuckers...
Hey, man. No,
ask me one of these stupid-ass questions.
BBC One.
Yeah. Yo, yeah.
I'll probably get millions of views. Like, you know.
Don't know about that.
Yeah, no, it probably does. Probably does.
Sunday morning.
I've got
500.
It's not translating into follows.
I've got 500.
Yeah, so then you could be there because you're not telling me
you're hitting your target demographic.
Let me tell you something. One guy tweeted me on last Sunday and went, Kazim Jamal said he's not married. Does that mean there's an application form? Heart eyes. I said, this isn't what I'm... I'm not...
Well, oh, you got an offer online?
I got the offer from a guy called Sean in Liverpool.
How do you perform there?
Okay, much appreciated.
I'm gonna be in your hot water. You could be in my hot water, Kazim.
It was much appreciated, Sean, but unfortunately, I'm spoken for.
No, but you've only got a girlfriend.
Yeah, you're not married.
I haven't got a boyfriend.
Nope. that you know of, actually. So maybe I do.
Ooh. Oh. Is it Big Rich?
No, definitely not.
You've broken Sean's heart.
Sorry, Sean. I'll be in Liverpool soon, though, mate. Make sure you come see me on stage only. But yeah. No, I didn't plug the pod. I didn't. Because I know you've done live.
I've done live TV before. I've done live radio. Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to put a level on not art what we've done, but in terms of like podcast, radio, TV.
Yeah.
But I would be much braver on radio.
Yeah.
Because when I've been on radio,
yeah,
I've said wild stuff on radio. So I would have easily plugged the pod, right?
Okay.
A TV show tends to have an actual schedule.
Radio
has schedule as well.
Radio though, because they're asking Kazim, this is the news article. What do you think about this?
Yeah, and you could be like, late nights in the wet wipes. And then, where did that come from? Oh, that's just a podcast and that relates to technology. You could just say that, they'll look at you like, why has he said that?
You'll just see your future date that's in the calendar just get scrubbed.
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, so when you said this to me and I came up with rebuttals like this, there was no sympathy.
No, because
now,
I'm just
Kazim's getting all this sympathy.
No, I'm just saying they've
brought you on singular.
He a pussy.
Absolutely.
Who's a pussy? Me.
What? I didn't say that.
Huh?
it's a man unit.
They brought you on the radio singular, yeah? Brought Michael Akadiri. They brought Kazim Jamal and such and such the first time. Such and such the second time.
Yeah.
Such and such the third time, yeah?
Yeah, you're a recurrent guest.
I promise you, look, all right. There's not even going to be... I don't even know how we're going to do this, right? But once they send me the topics for the next one,
okay,
we got to come and discuss them. Whether they fit the pod... we've got to come and discuss them whether it fits the pod or not, so that on the Sunday I can go, do you know what, I've actually discussed this on my podcast late night.
I see.
Yeah, but they're not going to go and check. Who's going to be like,
they might,
they will not.
You can be Kang the Conqueror.
They ain't gonna go check that. Just say you discussed everything on the pod.
I swear to God,
my question attention.
If I do it and we have not discussed it, I swear I'm gonna bust your stomach.
I'm sorry, he doesn't write.
My main goals was to keep my anal virginity and to never have sucked a penis.
Hey man, if you can get through the industry and you've survived that, you're doing well. Let's get into listener's question.
Come on.
Let's do it. Thank you for sending this one in. It's all about avoiding little king syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
A lady's written in. She's saying that her little boy, I think little boy is what, 18 months?
Mm-hmm.
He gets spoiled. Everyone, grandma, grandfather, aunt, uncle, cousins, they shower him with gifts. And she's worried that, you know, she's going to raise a little king. A guy who just expects people to wait on him hand and foot. Discipline. She's worried she won't be able to discipline him. And she doesn't know how to deal with this. Do you tell your family members, hey, Ace, stop with the gifts. Stop with the money. Stop with everything. Because I'm trying to raise this young man to be disciplined. But if you keep on getting him anything he wants, how can I discipline him? You know?
Is it just gifts or is it like compliments as well? Or is because
there's material gifts.
Yeah.
He gets anything. He gets any and everything. Toys to trips to silver.
What?
Silver and gold jewelry.
I feel like the dad is making requests through the kids.
That is crazy.
I did that.
Yeah,
I've done that.
I need a Rolex.
My son was born. People were like, "What does the baby need?" I was like, pfft. PlayStation
5 two controllers, Call of Duty.
It's what he needs.
The whole shebang. So yeah, requests are being put through, whether legitimately or not legitimately. Anyway, so the mother's asking us, what do we think, man? How do you stem telling relatives to take it easy when it comes to gifts? Because you know you want to appreciate them for their efforts, obviously, but at the same time that's going to influence how you parent if the kid gets everything and anything.
I mean, I've got an answer.
Go on.
What to do?
What do you do?
Oh, yeah, they said this is what we do. Hold on, let's.
Okay,
hold
no, on. Okay. What's your?
Hold on. Hold on. It may be what we do, but it's not what we do. Hold on.
You just accept the gifts. You say thank you, and then those gifts might go to other people.
Oh, you repurpose the gift.
Yes.
Is that?
And you just have to keep a note on who gave you the gift.
But that is very dangerous depending on the age of the kid, because then if they re-up on that person that got them such and such and they go, do you like playing with your Game Boy? And they're like,
what game? Ooh. What are you talking
about? That's true. That is true. I don't think a lot of people consider that. You know,
yeah, but
the checkup on the gift.
Our garage is like a stock room of toys.
I can imagine.
Your kids are 15 years old and they hear this, they're going to be fuming.
I can imagine. You must have, especially two kids, you probably just got boxes, bags of boxes like Blade Brown, man.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say that. That's so good.
Oh, I'm going to say that as well?
Yeah.
Hey, man. See, we think alike, man.
Come on. So that's what I'd say. So, the kids were 18 months. They don't know what toys they're not getting. Fuck them.
My son's 16. Wait, fuck who?
The kids.
Fuck them kids.
I always see that MJ meme when he's just smiling. Fuck them kids.
Just because you named him Daryl does not mean he belonged to Daryl. I've been binging a lot of Cat Williams. My son's 16 months.
Mm.
I'm apparently meant to say, I'll just be saying one. I'll just be wrong and strong. He's one. Why is he not walking? I don't know. I don't know. He doesn't want to. Anyway, but my son, I'm being so honest, he could care less about gifts. This Christmas was very exciting. Oh, he's going to grasped the concept a whole lot more than he did last year. Like, yeah, he doesn't know it's Christmas, but he's going to be able to, like, rip presents and stuff like that. That's what he did, precisely that. Ripped the presents and played with the boxes.
Mm. Just a stereotypical...
The toys he kid. Did yeah. not did, care about. Did one fly bit. Monkeys. Yeah? So, like... But my son, he doesn't really... Like, people will get him stuff, but he's not spoilt, you know. And even if he was being spoilt, he's so unaware of it that he doesn't even know what's... He'd be like, here's this. And he'd be like, okay, cool, but what are you doing with the box it came in? So if anyone's out there wants to spoil my son, just bring some cardboard. Send some cardboard to my P.O. box. He really likes cars. Once he understands, the one gift he did open with some vim was when he saw this big cardboard thing that had about 10 cars like stuck in it, like to take out, and he was like, "Oh, there's trucks and stuff," and he loved that. But everything else, he was like, "Cool story." I got a pair of trainers, took him out to try them on, and he was like,
in the box.
"There's a box over there. There's a free box."
It's weird.
I bought him a pair of trainers. He takes his trainers out the box and plays with the box. He's autistic.
I think it's something we've been told forever. That's bad. That's woo.
What?
Wow.
His mum listens to this as well. I'm in trouble.
Progressive.
What about you, Mike?
I like repurposing gifts. I think sometimes it's needed. Even like as like adult gifts, like champagne and stuff. Particularly me, I don't really drink champagne. So, you know, if you get a bottle of champagne for something, someone's birthday, I even keep the fucking bottle bag. It comes in the little gift bag. And if they've not written in, that's my space to write. Happy birthday. There we go.
Have you ever repurposed?
You don't take that out of the bag. You just give it the gift exactly how it
gets. Yeah, exactly. It came to me. It's how you. This is recycling. Greta Thunberg. See what I'm doing?
Have you ever repurposed a gift to the person that gave it to you?
No, that is a different level of...
Well, I've done... If someone bought me a gift card, I bought them a gift card back, but it's not the same.
You never give
it's not the same.
The gift back or, and try to finesse them.
Not direct. No. Or if you bought me a gift card, I may use that gift card money to buy you something.
That's hilarious. They bought their own gift.
They bought their own gift.
I went to see my granddad over in October and then a lot during December. Quick background context to this story. When his wife passed away, and I want to be careful because he's a very private person. I don't want to spill too much. When his wife passed away...
Sorry to butt in. When you say that, was that not your grandmother?
He
said he's private. Why are you in his business?
But he's not in his wife. I was like, hold on.
We're in his business.
Yeah, my nan. Yeah, my nan.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
but no, I'm just saying it. I just said it like that.
Okay. No, it kept me on my toes. So yeah, okay. Good.
When she passed away, he kind of went into this seclusion.
Right.
That lasted 7 years, pretty much.
Mm.
Just under seven, like, or date-wise, just under 7 years. And it was only recently that he's, like, re-emerged and allowed people back in the house and to see him. So we went to go see him and... I saw this aftershave on the side, Paul Smith aftershave. And I was like, "Granddad, what's that?" And he was like, "I don't know." So I took it out of the box and I was like, "Oh, it's aftershave." And he went, "Oh, I didn't even know you can have that." I said, "Really? Sure. Like, you don't." He was like, "No, take it. We bought him that about 7 years ago. I know exactly what it was. And it was in the same spot that we left it. So I was like, I know if I play this right, I'm going to get some new aftershave.
Oh, so you just being inquisitive.
I knew what I was doing.
If you think that's a bad thing, place to find aftershave or perfume you bought someone, imagine buying someone perfume and finding it just rested on the cistern of their toilet because they use it as an air freshener.
Hot damn.
What? How does that even work?
So there must be a story to this.
They just use it as an air freshener in their toilet.
Wow.
But it's on the basin.
No, on the cistern. It's just on top of the toilet. Yeah.
So they just... They use, like, it's Febreze.
That's what they use it for.
Wow. Oust.
Family member?
Naomi.
Wife.
What?
Wife.
Man said, You want to pull me up on how sentences go. Man said, because they use it as an air freshener for their toilet.
No, because this was...
You're in your... Okay.
This is where we first, like... This is, like, the first thing I ever bought, like, fragrance. It's funny, because, like, so I went to visit her at the flat, and I was like, oh, your perfume's in the toilet. Not with your other perfumes. Not really on the side, either, where you...
Like, where you keep
it. I was like, oh, you... You use this air freshener, don't you? And I was like, do you not like your perfume? And she was like, did you even smell it? I was like, what? Did you smell it before you bought it? And I was like, well...
This, oh, it's the one you bought?
Yeah, I was like, well, this...
Where you being, Kerr?
I was like, this ain't about me.
It's like, that is wild.
Yeah. So,
did you smell it?
No, I bought it online. Just
oh, yeah, you gotta go to... Don't you go to the perfume shop and let the lady like, spray it and then shakes it smell?
Yeah, see, but the third thing is now, because... I'm one of these people that's like, refuses, but twice, like, I'm mad autistic when it comes to presents, yeah. I bought her a fragrance. She likes, she goes, when you buy some fragrance, why don't you just buy something that's like complimentary to what they already have? This woman has been bought literally every version of Paco Bad Millions.
So you just, every time they go, I'm just like, new variant.
Yeah, it's a new perfume. She's like, I've literally got five of these now. I'm like, yeah, but I know you like them. So,
if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yep. You said it. Yeah, that's no, it. I bought my mum, when I first started working, I bought my mum a DKNY watch.
Nice.
Yeah, I bought my mum a DKNY watch. And I'm 30 now, and I actually got my damn first proper job. Yep. why do you say damn like that?
After that.
I don't like the way you said that. I said, damn. Damn it. Yeah, I bought her a, and so what, well, I must have been, I was in sixth form, so like 16, 17.
Yeah.
Bought this watch. So 16, 17, I'm 30 now. She might have worn it 3 times.
I might.
And only because
you bought it.
I pressured her into wearing it.
Oh dear.
Yeah? Cause she'd be talking stuff, I got you this, you don't even use it. Why don't you wear this shirt that I got you? You don't even wear it. I said, you got a watch that I bought you that I don't even know if it even has the capacity to tell time anymore.
Is it even set?
Like, if you put a new battery in it, the first thing that watch would do would go...
I gotta work now?
There's no love received.
Yeah. Sometimes gifts can be overrated, man.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I think there's more pressure to seem to be given one than the actual gift itself.
But with this parent here, yeah, if they're being spoiled... There's certain people they should be spoiled by, and that's grandparents. It also depends on like when I guess when siblings don't have kids and you're the sibling that has a kid,
yeah,
they go nuts.
Yeah, first grandkid.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah.
And I guess you've got to weigh it up. What would you rather them not? What would you rather, your kid being spoiled or them be so withdrawn from your child? If you're gonna go two extremes, like they're super spoiled that they're gonna get a complex, or that no one
imagine
pisses or farts on your kid,
but no, then they don't know happy birthday. You're doing the whole Instagram post going happy birthday, my little one, and everyone's like, cool,
yeah,
CSB, cool story, bro.
Double tap, keep scrolling.
But then that will harden a kid, and that kid's like, if they make it, woo, they're gonna bless you and bless you alone, though, you know,
yeah,
like they're gonna be so self sufficient, it's gonna be unreal. If you have a kid like that, they're just gonna do everything themselves because that's what they've been used to.
I think the main takeaway from this was, it the mum that sent this in?
Yeah, the mum.
I think the main takeaway from this, mum, is do whatever you want. It's your kid. If you want to say stop spoiling this kid, or if you want to take the presents and say I'm gonna give them to him at a later date or when he has a significant achievement, you know, okay, here's a bundle for if he has a good, I know he's only 18 months, but if he's a good parents' evening, here's a bundle. If he, I don't know,
as a dry nappy through the night.
Like, parody, you probably be like 5, 6, you're going to give him like his baby growth. Like,
yeah. This is your present for 3+.
But the things like clothes all day long, like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Because they don't care.
Yeah, no, 100%.
I've never seen no kid lose their mind over clothes.
Oh, they don't give a
like, unless it's like Jordans or something. But even then, you've got to be certain, like, at 18 months, does your kid even know they're getting spoiled?
Yeah. No, of course not.
They just know there's stuff out there that they like, and if they want it, they don't have the social skills to say, can I have that, please? Or practice patience.
Mm.
So, like, my son right now, like I said, 16 months, apparently, he's just fast-tracked into, quote-unquote, the terrible twos.
Mm.
He's just on a mad thing every day. Mm. And if you don't give him what he wants, like, I'm afraid this guy is going to seriously damage himself. The way he's... He throws himself backwards.
Oh, wow.
When, like... If he wants something, can you go no?
Yeah, he can't believe
he
it.
He throws himself backwards. But what we've just... I'll catch him by his arm and I'll just lay him down gently and go, now have your tantrum.
Yeah, that.
And when he knows no one cares, he's like, I guess I better get up and play with these boxes.
Yeah. That's true, because you just watch your kids, like, you're literally going to boss your head.
Yeah, I'm trying to write a joke about how babies are the most suicidal people in the world.
Yeah. So facts.
Every day they wake up being like, how can I kill myself today?
But they don't mean it.
No, my son he's managed to break two plugs. I didn't know you could break plugs.
Neither did I.
He's broke the
oh, okay, the yeah, plug. That, yeah.
Oh, the metal bit.
No, they are plastic, these
ones.
Oh,
no, okay.
But, yeah,
so chewing through or just pulling?
No, just pull them up and just snap them out of the...
Yeah, that baby grip is serious.
Yeah, no, his grip's disgusted.
Like, babies are hella strong.
Yeah, he does this thing where he's just playing. I'm just holding him. And he just gets excited, like, I don't know, overcome with love or something. He just grabs me. So look, I'm wearing this thick jumper now. He will grab through this jumper, my t-shirt, and just get a handful of chest hair and just there, just...
And say, what ends you from?
So I'm just like, yeah, it's serious.
What ends you repping?
You're saying, cuz? What are you saying, cuz?
Hey, man, where's that milk at? You
try to go to the same bedroom as my mum.
You don't know my mum like that.
Don't touch my mum. I knew her before you. He's just there. I'm there trying to just prize his little chubby fingers apart. He's just like there. He's like, fuck.
My son used to do that on my beard.
Yeah.
At first it was cute, then it pissed me off.
Oh, it's tough, isn't it?
Fam. Oh my God. He was pulling hair out. Like. Yeah. Even another premise I'm trying to work on is... It's just a silly little joke, but it's kind of like when you're holding him, trying to get him to sleep, but they're not on it, so they're crying and screaming, and their arms are going everywhere, and you're trying to get an arm and then get the other arm and get a leg, and it's like you got to do a martial art to contain this baby.
I haven't said this to the stage, but I feel like there needs to be like a baby jiu-jitsu class.
That's the joke. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, motherfucker. thank us a lot, motherfucker. I'm not even going to say the punchline now. Fuck you, motherfucker.
Was that the punchline?
No. But it's along those lines.
Yeah. There needs to be a class of that where you just don't... You get taught not to fuck up your baby, but...
Because someone walking in at that moment, it must look crazy. Like, you're there. Like, someone without the context doesn't know you're putting them... Sees you doing, like, all this, like... You're trying to...
Within the first 6 months, I used to get worried that someone was going to call the social services the way this boy was screaming. I'd be like, you shh.
Yeah. Don't bait us up.
They're going to think I'm murking you.
Nah, it's crazy.
They're going to actually think I'm murking you, bro.
See, he doesn't get that upset when I'm holding him or anything like that, but it's the way I have to move him about now. Like, so I wonder if it would be different if Zadie was the younger one and she was a girl. I think it's like subconsciously because he's a boy.
He's more durable.
I'm rougher with him. And so I'm there doing something with her and he is like just crawling towards the edge of the sofa. So now I'm literally picking him up, like just holding his thigh.
Yeah.
And just putting him upside down. Just come over here.
Yeah.
And I just placed him gently on his head and like kind of eased him so he's on his back. And then okay, now you're there on the sofa. Right, sit up. Like,
well, my son was about to do one of those throwback motions today. I grabbed him like just to catch, because he's on the floor. So I'm like, I ain't got a lot of time to save you.
Yeah.
So I've just grabbed him by his jumper and I pulled him up like this.
So he's just there levitating.
Yeah, I pulled him up like this, And then I've gone, like I say, now you can go crazy.
Because this boy's nuts.
Let's protect the back of that head, boy.
Yeah, that soft head.
Yeah,
But this mum should just do what that's a stupid question, actually.
I think sometimes people find it hard. Confrontation. People like confrontation, you know.
But you don't people have to don't be like, confrontational. Yeah, just like what? Like Darren was saying, take the gift, hide it, repurpose it.
Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. Like, it's a dumb. Don't waste our time like that.
Hey, man, we're trying to build followers. I know that's.
That's a stupid question.
Don't go along with what you believe in, but we're trying to.
That's a stupid question.
We're trying to build something here. Darren, apparently you got something you want to tell us. You've been reflecting on something.
What did I say? What do I want to say? Actually, no, talking about, kids getting hurt.
I've got a black belt in Brazilian, just fucking go to sleep. That was the punchline, sorry.
I like it.
Thank you.
Oh, you're telling your...
Yeah, sorry, my intrusive thoughts won.
I like it.
They're allowed to win sometimes, that's cool.
I like it. I like the punchline.
You worked it out, yeah? You still?
No, I wrote it today.
Okay, we'll try it out. Round the clues.
Are you gonna like slow how you say just?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you said. Yeah, I like it. But yes. So, you know, you can try to stop your kids from getting hurt, but sometimes these kids just like to fuck themselves up.
Get it before you.
My daughter has fallen twice, and I've even got like hard floor. But I've got a rug. She's fallen twice in our living room. Just tripping over my foot. Just sat on the sofa. Her getting off my lap. And inside she wants to just sprint straight away without really checking whether she's got a clear path to run.
Mm.
And she has just gone. Bang. Just flat.
Damn. She breaking her fall?
No. Just taking it all in the face.
Kids damn. Don't break.
Bam. Anyway, and then I'm thinking, she isn't hurt. Like, she's falling on the floor, it's fine. And then it's just, she's there still, and she's like, I was like, oh, fuck, she's hurt herself. I think, and I pick her up, it's like, you're not that hurt. And then just slowly just see the red appear in her mouth. Oh, for fuck's sake. And she's like, smacked it inside of her lip.
Yeah.
Twice she's done it. Here's the issue. Kids hurt themselves all the time. Fine. Here's the issue, though. Twice it's happened, Naomi's been out.
So the common denominator.
So it's like I said to her, go, if this was a workplace, I'd put myself under review.
You are dangerous in the office.
Like twice, like what? It's an accident. Twice, it's like okay, we need to be under some supervision. This is a verbal warning.
Yeah, are you not watching her too tough, or does she think she can take more risks with you there?
No, it's just a thing of we're it's calm, everything's calm because she's at the age where it can just go like that to that quick.
Yeah.
So we're sat on the sofa, carbs. I want to watch TV, cool. And there's like, I want to play with Play-Doh. And then she's just off my lap. And most of the time, she's off my lap and she'll go that way. Or she's on this side off my lap and she'll run around and go that way. And just occasionally, she'll go off my lap from here and just run that way, trip over my foot. I can't even do anything because I've got like Xavi under this arm.
Mm.
I don't even know she's got off my leg.
Oh, wow.
Because like, she's two. I don't need to like guide her off.
She can't make her own way.
Yeah, she's toddler. And then she goes, boom. So I'll see her there and I'll see her head on the floor. I was like,
He needs to get rid of his legs. That's what he needs.
The whole time I was blaming you.
And this thing, so this time.
First time, no. Second time, yes.
Last time it happened. So this like this week had just gone. It's so routine. She's there crying. And I said, like, do you want some ice? She's like, yeah, I want some ice. Then took her to the bathroom. She's like, let's have some water. And she's like, oh, I don't want her to see her face. I don't want to get freaked out and stuff. But she caught herself in the mirror with like blood pouring out of her mouth. And by the way, her teeth are totally fine. Her lips actually fine. The swelling went down like later on that day. And then next day, she's been fine. And she caught herself in the mirror. I was like,
did she freak out?
She's going to freak out. And then she just started laughing.
I was like, what? Like the Joker.
And then I was like, do you find it? And I thought, do what? Let's just make this a fun moment so she isn't traumatized by seeing it. I go, do you want to see it again? She's like, yeah. She's like, oh, it's red and stuff. Oh, and I was like, goodness. Yeah. And I was like, all right, she might be like a serial killer.
Yeah, you got Heath Ledger in your midst. You got Heather Ledger. That's very scary. Crazy.
That's very scary.
Yeah. So you know,
she's embracing it though.
She's embracing, yes, and it's just yes, it's mad.
What are your wife's thoughts?
I said, oh, I'll put myself under review. She goes, you are under review. I was like, oh, okay. I'll get prepared.
On that basis, I understand it. But like, my partner, she always says this line, and do you know, side note, this podcast is like couples therapy for us, because I say all the stuff I'm too anxious to say around in the house
then she on this pod, it, yeah.
And then she hears it,
and then you have a conversation.
It's stupendous.
So what do you want to bring to therapy now?
I can remember the second one, but one thing. She always drops this line, and it bugs me, because it makes me feel incompetent.
Oh,
right? Incompetent. And it will be like, whether she's going out, or she's going upstairs, or she's getting in the bath, whether it's both the kids, or just my son, she'll go, are you all right watching them?
Ooh.
You're going to be all right watching them. You're all right watching them. And so sometimes, funny. Just like I said before, I can't just have an adult conversation. I can't do it. I've tried. I'm resigned to the fact I'm happy with who I am, right? So however you get these bars is however you get them. It's not personal. It's just business. It's the only way. If you want me to communicate, hold it, firm it, yeah?
Mm.
So I just drop bars like this. Are you okay watching? Are you okay watching them? I'm their fucking dad. Yes, I'm okay doing my job.
Yeah.
Stepping up to my response. Hold on, did Rodney? No, it's still me. My dad's not here. It's me. I'm okay doing this job. I have been okay at doing it before he got here, whilst he's been here, and quite in the future as well.
It's funny, isn't it? Those little lines of truth, because. Are you okay watching them? It's so that Naomi says to me all the time, and I'm just like, it's never bothered me. But there's other shit that, like, we've had some tension in the house the past few days because we've both underslept.
Yeah.
And I saw a meme somewhere that says there's two types of people in the world. Two types of people, and they end up with each other in couples.
Mm.
The person who wants to talk about something in the moment, and the other person who needs space.
Oh yeah.
And these two people are magnetically drawn to each other.
So in your respective couples, Darren.
Wait. I already know who he is. He's the same person as me. I'm the space man. I need space.
Yeah. Shut
up. Fuck off. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
You're space. I'm opposite. I'm
in the moment.
My favorite line is you can't force me to get over something in the time frame that you wanted me to get over. I'm going to get over this and be ready to talk when I'm ready. You can't go,
yeah,
it's time to talk about it. We need to talk about this. I don't want to talk about it. I'm not ready.
So, I get that, but then why elongate?
Fuck off, Michael. We don't want to talk about it.
But why elongate unnecessary?
I'm not elongating. I need to process.
If we could just talk about it.
Yes,
oh my.
I can't
even to your partner.
Yes,
anybody.
I can't talk about it right now.
My mum knows. My mum knows by looking at me. Don't chat to this brother right now.
Everything.
No. But it levels to it. Like your partner.
Yeah,
your partner. You can't. You can't tell me you can just jing.
No, I can't jing.
Oh, that's crazy.
Why don't you jing and just like fuck off and move on from that?
Jing,
and then I will talk to you.
Unnecessary tension.
It's not unnecessary tension.
It is unnecessary tension.
Why do us people in this space have to adapt to you people need to talk right now?
Every time you're trying to force us, it's a dictatorship.
You're raping us.
Oh my
God. You're a conversational rapist.
Yeah.
Call it whatever.
Right.
It's going to be consensual. We don't want this conversation.
We don't want this conversation.
I don't consent to you having space.
You know why you're a conversational rapist? Because even when those very rare times when we've had the conversation, we feel dirty.
Yeah, we didn't want it.
You can feel dirty.
We've had the conversation because you wanted it.
Yeah.
You forced it. You forced conversations.
I don't mind.
Conversational rapist.
I don't consent to the space that you want to be going up in.
See, you don't consent to us having space.
My own space. Absolutely. Your space encroaches on my space.
How?
This is why men are killing themselves.
Nah, seriously. Like, about times, because my thing is this. It's like, something happened, and in time, I can say, oh, I was in the wrong.
Yeah.
This is what can happen, right? Something happens. If you give me space, we have a bit of tension in the morning. Yeah. I get in the car, I go to work. By about 11 o'clock, you're going to get this long WhatsApp from me to say, hey, do you know what?
I was a prick.
I've had time to think about it, organise my thoughts.
Yeah.
This is what caused me to be like, shouldn't take it out on you. That's what can happen, right? Other scenario is, something happens in the morning and you go, that was rude. I was like, well, yeah, it was rude. It's like, well, she's not going to say sorry. It's like, no. So about what? And then it becomes this thing. And the conversation doesn't, we're not having a conversation about anything. We just go back forth. Now you're upset. You're annoyed because I'm just being a prick. And I know I'm being a prick. So I'm getting annoyed that you're making me a prick. Look what you made me do! I just need space. I'm tired. I'm annoyed. I know I'm being an arsehole. I will apologize. I don't even need to be an arsehole if you just leave me alone. My arseholeness could just peak at me not talking at the moment.
Yeah.
And just being a bit, But it's like, oh, what's wrong? Nothing. I know what you sound. You seem a bit rude. But,
well, clearly there's something wrong because you're not speaking.
It's like, I'm tired. Well, are you mad at me because I made you get up this morning? It's like, what? No, I'm not mad. And now I'm like,
Arsenal Wenger, Old Trafford.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, just let me just, you know what I mean? Just don't, can we not right now? Like,
so you're actually more mature than me in certain instances because 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, you ain't getting that text message.
So are you still fuming?
Bro, I swear that I can be fuming for days.
So if you, let's say,
mine's a peak. Mine's this.
I'm a short fuse.
I'm fuming here in this moment now, or I'm annoyed at this moment now. Just give it, I'm going to be down here at a bit.
Oh no, just, if I'm fuming on Monday, check in with me.
Just wait, you're going to be down here. Tuesday evening, have a nice conversation.
So you're mid-morning, you're done. So let's say 8 a.m. on a Monday argument. When are you done? When you over it.
Yeah, when you're ready to talk about it.
When you're ready to talk about
it. There's the post-mortem.
Darren's got 11 a.m. He's got morning coffee.
A couple of things to address there. One thing is I'm probably never want to talk about it. Just want to just let it go in the ether and say that happened.
Just disappear.
And I probably...
Are you trying to come home Monday and just be normal? Like Monday evening, just be normal, not talk about it?
Like, no, I'll come in without Jude.
Oh, you got
it. Okay, so you're carrying it.
What if you're in the wrong?
I'm never in the wrong.
Oh, okay, I see.
There we go.
I see the issue. 100%.
So, do you when you take this to work, do you take it to work with you? Do you differentiate between you're not my partner, so I'm gonna be mad at you. You're just my colleague, Colin, or do you look at Colin and be like, you are a dickhead as well? And he's like, what did I do? You're a dickhead, shut up. Are you like, do you discriminate essentially?
Nah, when I get to work, I'm fine.
So you. Okay, but then you're still mad at your partner.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So you can be selective.
You don't carry the mood. Okay.
So then you go to work 9, 10, 11, 12, blah 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 blah. You get home 6 o'clock. Now what happens?
Come in. Say hello to everyone.
Maybe. Hug, kiss like normal, or you kind of just pace.
Is it one of those just stood in the kitchen, looking at going right?
Is that them? Yeah, Trina, like you're some
kind of. It's very minimal words.
And have you spoken during the day? No text, no nothing. Okay, so this is the first time after.
Minimal words. Sit on the armchair. So no one can sit next to me. And
painting this in your own house is crazy.
And drink my coffee and get on with whatever I need to get on with.
So let's say you want food that evening. How do you play it?
I make it.
Well, then once she's fully made there, then you're like, I'll make my own.
Well, has she made food for, let's say she's made food, yeah, that she's evening, made food for you. Has she made, would she include you? Like, if you two are arguing, would she think, oh, well, probably. He's my partner?
Yeah, probably.
Would you eat that food?
Might be trying to poison me. I don't know.
You think there's some novichok in there?
Could be. Like, son, eat this first.
Well, that is like, She just slaps the spoon out of his mouth. It's like,
I see. I got ya.
That's hilarious. What about you? So you're Mr. Talk at the moment. What about your missus? Does she like the space?
For a little bit, but we're not much space. Like a few minutes for her. Because I'm always like, let's just talk about it so we can both like...
Rapist.
Yeah, call me what you want. So we can both actually just be done with it. be done with it, you know what I mean? So yeah, so we're very similar, but I'll be the one to be like, let's just...
Oh, so she can talk in the moment as well?
Yeah, she can, to be fair. She's not
rare couples.
Yeah, she's not too
dissimilar. Be fair, I think that's probably the best combination. Two people can talk in the moment.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to be too rude.
The second best combination is one who talks and one who doesn't.
Yeah.
The worst combination is two people don't want to talk
about. Oh my goodness. How do you solve anything?
That's the worst one, because that shit was just fester.
For yonks, and you'll bring it up months later. I remember that time. Wow.
Because I know why I need time. It's because I'm not that emotionally in tune in the moment.
What, you think you dissociate?
I'm emotionally intelligent in like hindsight. I'd be like, okay. Or if you tell me a story about someone else, like a third person, I'd be like... They probably did this because of that. When it's me in the moment, I might not even know why I'm in a bad mood. So don't just start asking me lots of questions about why are you doing this, why are you mood. What is it? I don't know. Just like, I don't know why I'm in a bad mood at the moment. Just like, just stop.
Give me time, give me space.
Yeah. And if I'm at, and that's not just my part, if I'm at work, I might come into work and I'm just in a bit of a funk. And so you're right. And then at work, you're able to just get away with her. Yeah, I'm cool. And then just go and make a coffee and just, go to your desk. You can get away with that. But then it might be just later on. I'm driving my car, I've gone out for lunch, and I'm like, that's what's fucking me off. I just need to go play football, or I just need to go
do this somewhere.
Yeah, I just go do that. Once I do that, I'll be fine. And then once I've done that, I'm like, that's what's pissing me off. Okay. And then in my head I'm going back, going, right, I need to apologize to that person, I need to talk to that person, let that person know that I didn't. Oh, I was a bit short of that person there, so I should... I'll take accountability of like, I should have done that, I should do that, and I'm sorry about that.
That's it, because a lot of time is the ego. That's the problem a lot of the time.
So I don't have an ego, but it's just like, I mean, my thing is, because of that, and you know I'm going to come to you with an explanation, can I just have that processing?
Trust me to be accountable. That's your angle.
Yeah, I will
trust
be accountable.
Trust me to be accountable.
In this moment.
Interesting.
Yeah. I said to my wife, just if I'm rude, just go, in your mind, or even just say it out loud. No response, no question. Go, all right, you're clearly being a prick this morning. And just walk away from
let you fester.
I won't follow you, but like, do you call me a prick? I'll just be like, I guess I'm being a prick. I'm just pouring myself an angry cup of tea. Because in 10 minutes' time, or 20 minutes, I'll be like, I am being a prick. Okay, I shouldn't.
I get annoyed. Because in my previous relationship, like my life was very routine. When I met them, I was playing rugby, playing on this day and this day, play on this day. I work, go gym. Mm. So routine, yeah?
Yeah.
Everything was hunky-dory. Then I was like, forget all that, stand up.
Yeah.
Then I was out every night.
No
gigging,
routine. It's crazy.
No routine.
Especially those early days where you don't say no to any gig.
There
were 5 minutes in Aberystwyth,
and you'd be there like,
what time you need me?
Was smoking and all this kind, and then there was just like personal things that, you know, when people say you don't tell the true you when you first meet someone.
Yeah.
So there's like personal like things for me that I do, and I would hid them away.
Yeah.
So then when I met my partner now, I was like, do you know what? Say every flaw you have up top, straight away. Like, so I said, I'm grumpy, I'm a grouch, I'm blunt in arguments. I just walk off.
Yeah.
I storm out, I walk off. You won't hear from me, you won't see me. I don't like being asked lots of questions. Maybe I do know why. It's, I think maybe because when I was a kid, I was a compulsive liar.
Yeah.
And my mum used to barrister cross-question me like she was trying to crack a murder case. And maybe the questions just bring back some PT. But I don't like being asked lots of questions. I don't like being... more than that, I don't like being asked the same question more than once, even if you ask it to me in a different way.
Yeah.
I don't talk in the morning, so don't talk to me. I'm saying everything that just so you know, this is who I am.
And she's like, I love you.
And she just said, I can't. She just kept saying, I can't see that. I can't. I don't believe it. I can't see it. And I was like, it's there. I'm telling you, it's there, right? And then these things start. They started happening. And morning, people are talking. I'm like, I swear, I fucking told you. So it actually made me, because at least before, I can go, well, I've hidden this.
Yeah.
So they can go, what the fuck is
this? Yeah,
yeah.
But he's like, I told you.
I've told you. I've told you.
This is what
I'm a piece of shit.
You're probably thinking, why is she still here?
For example, this morning, this is another bit I was trying to write. People who wake up in the morning and can immediately conversate should get shot in the leg.
I'm sorry. I'm that person.
So you could just be like, oh yeah, did you see that episode of this? Yeah,
this morning and was just
deep. I'll go deep conversation.
Buzzing, bro.
A deep, deep conversation. And nobody's looking at me like, Darren, shut up.
And another thing I don't like, rhetorical questions or shit you could just work out, right? So this morning, I'm going to get the train to work.
Yeah.
But previously, obviously, the train strike got called off early doors, innit? So I'm getting ready to get on a train.
Mm-hmm.
I get a question. So there's no train strike then?
But.
Well, clearly, fucking no!
Hey, man, that's just a conversation starter, man. That's just a conversation starter.
I hate it.
I'm trying to give her some leeway. I'm finding it hard to give her the benefit of doubt.
I don't smoke in the house. I put my trainers on. Where are you going?
Where'd you find it? But then it was actually, she's trying to engage in small talk.
That's the thing. I cannot stand small talk.
Yeah. But then, is it
talk to me about something or just leave it?
Can you engage it? Can you really do small talk with a partner though?
No,
it doesn't exist.
Can I just give a bit of awareness?
Yeah,
I know I'm an arsehole. I know these things are so egregious.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, but it's who I am, and I like me.
And you did forewarn her.
You did.
You did forewarn her.
So when I drop a sarcastic answer back, so can you go upstairs check on the baby? Before the baby, or even now, yeah, but especially before the baby was here, can you go upstairs check on the daughter? Yeah.
Yeah.
Go upstairs, check on them. Come back down, sit down, go on my phone.
It's all right.
Are they all right?
No.
No, they're actually suffocating. As we speak, I just thought, you know what? I want to see how this sketch is doing I just posted.
I understand. I now understand why our missus got on. There is some kind of victim support.
I know I'm a dick.
There is some sarcasm victim support in it.
I know I'm a dick.
Even when I'm doing something, I make sure I'm doing the action. But my mouth still has to say something sarcastic.
But it's just the deduction.
Yeah,
like, I'm not thinking like she must have like I just think maybe
sometimes I feel like she's doing it on purpose. I swear down.
Like, it sounds like she must have made the deduction and not needed to like clarify. I mean, it must be
smooth. No,
because if I don't answer, she'll go, okay, cool chat, good chat, cool story.
Okay. So she mocks you for it.
Oh, talk to myself then. As per usual.
It's because what? My issues. We need to wrap this episode up. Right?
Yeah.
My issue is I'm pedantic. That's my issue. Do what? Let's wrap the episode up. We don't need to wrap.
Because you know we can talk about our partners for yonks, but let's.
I just want to make it clear for the record because I know the listeners are listening.
Hey,
I know the listeners are listening.
The listeners I'm aware are listening.
I'm an arsehole. I've been on an arsehole awareness course. Okay, I know.
And you passed.
And I passed. Flying colours. But it's just who I am. And I like me.
And that's the most important thing. If you like you, then that's the good thing, man. So that's been another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wives. I've been your co-host, Michael Akadiri. To my left has been...
Kazeem Jamal, a.k.a. Thomas Gangley, a.k.a. Leader of the Bumble Clutch. You know the rest of it, man. We've got to wrap this episode up, man.
And to the left, to the left.
That's it, that's how quickly we're doing it.
Take care and peace.
Ah, there.